Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate my 16th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're doing that all this week, and we wouldn't want to do it without our good friend Steve Forbes. Steve is with us right now. He's the chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. Many of you see him on television, and I'm happy to report to you folks that when you see his congenial and great personality on television, that's just the way he is in person. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the years you've been a great supporter of all the things that we do here.
Well, it's been an honor, and congratulations again on the anniversary and fighting for small business, which needs it more than ever in this crazy environment.
Speaking of which, Steve, you know, you and we've all observed what happened in Japan starting around 1989. For a while, we called it the lost decade. Their economy just couldn't seem to get out of the blocks, and now it's almost become a lost generation over there. And we are in America. Are we halfway through a lost decade?
We are through a lost decade, and you see it in median incomes, Jim. They're lower today than they were 10 years ago. And people rightly feel because of the crazy policies of Washington, we're on the treadmill, and the treadmill is winning.
Yeah, that's well said. One of the things that I'm concerned about, I'm a Main Street guy, Steve. You know that. I care about, as you do, small business owners out here on Main Street. But you're also a global thinker. You deal with people in corporate America and Wall Street and global organizations around the world. I just feel that out here on Main Street, it feels like there are two different economies going on. One is the Wall Street economy that is being pumped up, in my opinion, and inflated perhaps by all the Fed money, $85 billion a month in Fed quantitative easing, that's just that I thought was just should be designed to help grow the whole economy, get unemployment down, etc. That it just doesn't seem to be trickling down to Main Street. What do you think about that?
Well, and what they've done, and part of that is by design. They wanted to lower long-term interest rates, suppress them, and they figured there'd be a wealth effect that would boost the economy. You know, they always accuse Republicans of trickle-down economics.
Right.
Well, the Fed is openly, blatantly practicing it, and no one raises a hoot about it except
right.
for a handful of people. And that is hurting the economy. Anytime you suppress prices, whether it's a rent control or anything else, you distort the marketplace. They've distorted the credit markets.
Yep.
So it's not easy for smaller businesses to get lines of credit, and you combine that with and regulators are not also still pretty hard on banks to lend, not to lend, I should say. And so you combine that with all the uncertainty about Obamacare and massive rules and crazy regulations that are written in language that gives bureaucrats total discretionary power.
Yeah,
and it's no wonder we're sluggish. It's amazing we're doing as well as we are.
But doesn't it bother you that Wall Street's at record levels, and we haven't had this kind of GDP sluggishness in since World War II? Don't you say what's wrong with this picture?
Well, if you look at the stock market, it's no higher in real terms today than it was 15 years ago. So that's been treading water, sensational ups and downs, but ending up pretty much where it started. And on Wall Street itself, the employment is down, even though the profits are up, employment's down, which means, by the way, we have a new Marxist mayor coming in New York.
Yeah, that's bad.
I don't know whether he's going to erect a Berlin Wall, but he's a hardcore leftist. And he doesn't realize he doesn't have a money machine in Wall Street anymore. So I don't know what he thinks he's going to do. Maybe print New York money. I don't know.
Well, for the first time, perhaps in history, Wall Street could they could decentralize if they wanted to, couldn't they?
They've put their hooks in Washington. You see, this is where Obama's been smart. You don't take over industries like they try to do in the old days, socialism.
Right.
You just take it over de facto with regulations and determine. You have it in your hands, the power to determine who lives, who dies, what products you're allowed to sell. That's what they're trying to do with these healthcare exchanges.
Right.
And you saw the head of J.P. Morgan when he went straight off the reservation politically.
Mm-hmm.
They're pounding him in his bank.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so you're talking about retribution, aren't you? Political retribution.
Absolutely. And they do it high and low. And you see it, in Wisconsin.
This is not good for America, is it?
It's bad. It's totally against the spirit of our founders and the spirit of this country. It is malignant.
Can we get this back? Can we return to some? I mean, is the die been cast? Have we crossed the Rubicon, Steve?
No, and I think the reaction you're getting to Obamacare, and when people realize that they've just been lying to us all these years.
Yep.
It's one thing to talk about the abstraction of big government and things like that, but when it hits people personally, then you get a political firestorm, and I think one is starting
right
now.
Folks, a few months ago, Steve and I were together, and I asked him, what was it going to take to turn America around, get it back to where it's something that those of us who have been around a little while would recognize? And he answered my question. We'll come back. I'm going to tell you what he said and get him to expand on that a little bit. Right after these messages, this is 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Steve Forbes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.